Hey, this is the Little Quran coming at you today in get-go. You know, I figured I'd do my show, you know, outward bound, you know what I'm saying? And start in and come out, you know what I'm saying? You know, I basically wanted to give, you know, a little prelude to the interlude as far as what's going on. You know, everyone's caught in this situation, you know, compromised and racist, even the blacks in this situation. You know, I really, you know, want to bring that to the forefront that, you know, this situation is basically upon troubles for them being in here. You know, I, you know, brought it out to the public so I can, you know, get a real public, you know, give you a public feel when you hear the show. You know, you hear, you know, the lame music they have in the background. You know, because this music is like the elevator music, you know, that you keep hearing the old school and you don't hear anything new. You know what I mean? You know, my controversy is with the fact that, you know, the blacks, you know, this morning I had a, you know, episode with the High Fab family, which is involved with Tag. You know, the High Fab family figured they would stop me from coming on their site. So that's a huge, you know, discrimination case for them by hating Muslims and, you know, doing things rude and ignorant to try to prove that. So they didn't really get anything out of that. So when it comes down to a Twitter, them and Twitter Tag and Tumblr are gone for indefinitely. I will never, you know, install them in anything or in my devices because of the fact that they're racist against Muslims. In the United States is too, in China, and all the rest of the countries that are in the Hive network that they have. You know, they have a Hive network that they're all tapped into the government, and they do what the government do. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey hate, monkey do. You know, monkey hate, another monkey will. You know what I'm saying? But they don't feel that big 100-ton gorilla until now. That's me. That's the wings on everything else you have that you say you claim and you own. Well, I'm sitting on all that. I'm sitting on all those lanes, giving you a prelude to the interview on what's going to happen. Now, black people are going to go to the area when they go to jail. Because the simple fact is they love them so much out on the streets, so I made deals with, you know, my Muslim family in there for them to get a taste of living with the Aryan for real, so they can see how the Aryan really treat them. It won't be none of that preferential treatment that you get out here. It won't be none of that. You are definitely going to be in a situation to where as you guys are, you know, abruptly, well, I don't want to say taste, I'll just put it mildly. You'll get a taste of what you did to me. You'll see how it is to be ostracized and alienated. You'll see that because they will ostracize you and alienate you because in there, they don't care what you did out here for Aryan. It's what you're doing in there for them. So you better have some means to try to satisfy them. And sex is one thing, but that's not very caring. So you might have to be whores in there for them amongst their community. You know, who knows? But you set, game set match for you, check made for everybody that's in there hating. And, you know, Jimmy John's, you had a chance, man, you know, to, you know, show everybody that you're not racist. You did too, Mr. Eastwood. You know, you guys think that extortion is everything. I just showed you that I'm the best of the best at extortion. You know, I'm the enforcer out here. So, I'm coming out here picking fights with me is the wrong thing to do. It's a very bad mistake, you know. So, you know, like I said, I try to, you know, make sure that, you know, blacks and whites are getting along. I mean, I try, but that doesn't mean that you're going to come along with me. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, all those games are over that you're playing, trying to get ahead of me on anything. You can't. You're always going to be behind and in trouble. You won't get out of that. I promise you. litigation, for me, is beginning because you ostracized Muslims and you made them go through hell in the torturous, you know, pork chop way that you do, you know, eating the pork, the ham, and the nasty meat. Yeah. So this is one of the things that I really wanted to say on my short segment. This is one of my short segments that I'm going to start doing little short clips just to let you know throughout the day and what's going on. I mean, I have my long segments and episodes, but I just want to just let the world know what's going on with minorities and black people in America being ostracized by its own black people, being white in here, selling out for the white status quo. And now everyone knows what they knew already. And do you really care? No, because you're racist. Is this going to end? Yes, it will, because when you get in jail and you realize that I have it all arranged for you to go to the Muslims, you won't go to the black population. I just want to say that to you over and over again to let you know where you're going to be going. And the whites that loved you, they won't be going to the white population. They'll be going to the blacks. The Muslims don't want them. We're just going to stand off and watch. It's not, you hated us, so this is our way of showing you how your hate was. It's not us hating you back. We're just reflecting how you did us. That's all. There's consequences to pay to what you did. So I'm going to give you a 10-minute segment on this today, because I'll be doing these little 10-minute shots throughout the day, you know, to keep you appraised on a few things that you might lack knowledge in. You know, praise Allah, praise God, which is the same entity, Allah and God. That's what the word means, Allah, God. And, you know, the Quran is something that is the Bible. That's all it means. Your Christian Bible, word, Bible. That's what the Quran means. So now that you have some etiquette a little bit, I don't know how much you're going to keep it as far as going for yourself, but you have some etiquette that can give you some spiritual wallet that gives you the truth about you and the way that you treated my mother, Mabel Gray, and me. Like I said, I have no family. So there's no Deans and Snows that I'm bound to, I'm tied to. I'm not tied to none of them because I disown them, because they disowned me. So this is the way it's going to go, and this is how it's going to be. You know, coming up on a 10-minute segment, I try to, you know, enlighten you. So throughout the day, I will be doing things like that to try to give you some inspiration on spiritual walla and keep you from, you know, always going astray, you know, listening to the white status quo, keeping you in trouble. You know, when I said to one of the people, you know, that I'm going to get my properties back, you know, oh, I heard that. Oh, yes, I will, because I'm going to get yours, too. It's inevitable for you to experience what I've experienced. It's time for the roles to flip now. You're me that you had me in here as. And I'm you that I wasn't in here as. But I'm going to use that to show you how extortion really is. You see, nobody enforces extortion more than me, better than me. I had you in my extortion for 43 years. And I gave you the false sense of security that you had me in yours. Why do you think I always slipped out of it and got through it? Because of the fact that I know the game. Your game is lame. The only thing I say about it is the fact it's corrupt. That's the reason why you always lose. You never let the winner win because you always extort the win back. Isn't that right, Wolf? Because when a winner won for the governorship, what did you do? Extort it right back off of them because you maybe had a bigger extortion. So you're not in the governorship legal. You should have been tossed out. Okay, coming up on my 10 minutes, and counting, have a beautiful day in here, being beautiful in every way. Farrakhan won't get in here, so don't look for that spirituala to be used. We know you use Muslims, Farrakhan, because you have the whole neighborhood trying to get that spirituala back about Allah. I had to take it out because you start exploiting Allah in the Quran. Assalamu alaikum.